Chapter 17, The Arch Absurd. According to the assertion of Beelzebub, our sun neither lights nor heats. So, my dear Hasin, in order that you may have some idea of how completely the function called the instinctive sensing of reality, proper to every three-brained being of the whole of our great universe, is lacking in the presence of the three-centered beings breeding on the planet Earth, especially in those of recent periods, it will be enough for the moment to tell you how they understand and explain to themselves the reasons why there occur periodically on their planet the cosmic phenomena they call daylight, darkness, heat, cold, and so on. All the three-brained beings of that planet who have reached responsible age, under the influence of the many and various wiseacreings they call sciences, are without exception categorically convinced that these phenomena, arriving on their planet completely ready-made, as it were, directly from their own sun, and, as Mullah Nasruddin would say in such cases, no more hokey-pokey about it. What is most peculiar about this is that, apart from certain beings who existed there before the second Transapalnian perturbation, not a single one of them has ever had the least doubt about this conviction of theirs. Although their reason, strange as it is, does bear some resemblance to sane logic, none of them has ever yet suspected the causes of these phenomena, nor has anyone manifested in this regard that peculiar trait of their common psyche, proper to the three-brained beings of that planet alone, known as fantasizing. Having said this, Beelzebub continued with a bitter smile. You, for instance, have the normal presence of a three-brained being, and an Asciano, or as they say on the earth, education, intentionally implanted in your essence, and founded upon a morality based solely on the commandments and indications of the uni-being himself, and the most holy individuals near him. And so, if you should chance to be among the beings of that planet, you would be unable to contain your being parketrogul, or as they call, irrepressible inner laughter, at their astonishment if they should suddenly sense clearly and understand beyond all doubt that not only does nothing like light, heat, and so on come to their planet from their sun, but that this supposed source of heat and light is itself almost always freezing cold, like the hairless dog of our highly esteemed Mullah Nasruddin. In reality, the surface of their source of heat, like that of all the ordinary suns of our great universe, is perhaps more covered with ice than the surface of what they call the North Pole. Surely this glowing hearth would rather borrow a little heat from some other source of cosmic substances than send part of its own to any planet, least of all to that one which, because of the splitting off of a whole side, has become lopsided monstrosity and is now a source of offensive shame for that poor system Ors.